Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you having an awesome, awesome time because guess what? You walking in your purpose. I know you may think that you're not in your purpose, you're not in your destiny, but guess what? We have to do some things. We have to prepare. We got to make sure we take care of the problems, and we got to make sure we position ourselves. Uh-oh, now that's three things we don't have to do because it's already been pre-planned, predestined, have already have your name on it, nobody else's name. The best thing I can do in this world, and I'm going to use myself as an example, is be the Renee Sunday. I can be real good at Renee Sunday. I can't be Oprah Winfrey. Oprah is taking that care of that herself. TDJ taking care of that himself also. But I am the best, best, best. Minister Dr. Renee Sunday, and you can say that same thing about your name every day, say it in the mirror, and every day you need to speak life. You have to say it out your mouth of things that you have to, and the desires in your heart, because look, guess what? You did not put those desires, okay, in you. God actually put them in it. But we have to be aligned. You got to make sure we align, and we got to make sure we actually stay in his will. And how do you know the will? You're the will by actually hearing the word, reading the word, and we got to do the most important. We got to apply it to our life. We just love you, love you, love you here at Good Deeds. What we do is we help other people share their message with the world. We do that in so many platforms from the radio and TV. We actually do it from different telesummit, live events, different all kind of events. We do seminars, workshops. We do virtual events, all those kind of things. And if you want to know more about that, you know, please go to our website, www.reneesunday.com. And also, if you want some information about the things that I do personally with speaking, ministry, meaning preaching the word, because all of this is my ministry that God has put in my heart. But I love you, love you, love you. We are not going to delay because we got a young lady that's going to get you in line. If you're not in line, I guarantee you're going to be in line when you get off this broadcast. She does a plethora of things, and we just thank God for her gifts. She's an author. She's a certified life purpose coach, you know, because you can actually be in your life. But are you happy? Are you actually in the alignment that I said before? Because we got to deal with the three things. We got to deal with problems or issues, if you want me to break it down. But we got to position ourselves, and we got to make sure we got to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk it out. We don't want to delay. We want to welcome, welcome, welcome the awesome and the phenomenal, the highly sought after, the awesome, awesome author and certified life purpose coach, Miss Beverly Jones Durr. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I am. And Dr. Renee, girl, that was some introduction. Thank you so much.
I just love you, love you, love you. And we actually have so many people that have been inboxing to say, Dr. Sunday, when this show coming on? And we just love you, love you, love you for the awesome tribe you have, team, and the people that are supporting you. They just want to hear what you have to say. But tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Well, I am originally from Alabama, Birmingham in particular. And I grew up in a relatively small family with my mom and dad and my sisters. And it was a wonderful life. We had our ups and downs, and we had goals set for us and things our parents wanted us to do. You know, they always tell you, you need that good job so you can get the big house and you can be happy and all of that stuff. And I pursued it. I did all of that stuff and realized at some point it wasn't quite enough. So I remember when I was in school, people used to ask me, you know, what you going to be when you grow up? And I was always out there somewhere on a cloud. I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to do this. I'm going to write a book. And people would always say to me, who do you think you are? That question used to stomp me, but it doesn't anymore. And especially since this weekend when I got some clarity because I went into my war room and I asked God to help me fine-tune this path you placed me on. You gifted me with a lot of things, but what do you want me to do first, and how are they connected? And this is what God said to me. When people ask you who you are, this is what you say. I am an active member of the village it takes to raise a child, and I have been assigned a mission by God. What is my intentional purpose? I work with the world's children, helping them embrace and write their stories, speak their truths, love who they are today, and stretch to touch who they will be tomorrow. As an adult woman, mother, sister, wife, I know we can learn a lot from our children, especially when we stop trying to silence them by disconnecting them from their creativity and turning them into who we wanted to be but didn't have the courage to seek. I also help women, my sisters, to embrace their power, hear their inner voice, find their direction, and identify their purpose so that my sisters in turn can teach their children how to navigate their lives, manage the peaks and valleys of living, and pass along a legacy of power, empowerment, and truth. Who am I? I am the bridge that connects and brings the two together. And it has been sanctioned by God. I can't tell you how it makes me feel, because as a child, I never really understood what I was going to do, and I really didn't appreciate the power that he was providing me through my life lessons. But even I have to seek clarity from time to time, because clarity is a process. You know, it's not that thing you check off and holler, I got it now, I'm clear. Well, tomorrow you might not be clear. So I know where to go to seek my clarity. I go to the source, the individual, the creator who gave me my marching orders. And so that's what I do. I help people become clear about what they want to do, where they want to go, and then I help you create a blueprint to make goals, to set up measures so that you can live your best life and be successful.
I just love it. You know, clarity and people, you know, I love coaches now. I love coaches. I'm an avid of having a coach. But before you get to the coach, I always try to tell people is before you get to the coach, you need to go to the ultimate coach. Just like Miss Beverly said, you got to go to the ultimate coach, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he will actually tell you what you need to do. Now, we as humans here, guess what? We're supposed to That's going to confirm what you already have heard from God. But anyway, I'm not going to get started. Miss Beverly, I just want to ask this because we already have several questions that people have chimed in because they saw your different advertisements, your books and the products that you do. But they wanted to ask, you know, with our children, you know, people say, okay, they are future, but they are right now because we know as adults the things that we're doing now, if we go back, I know this may be an ouch moment, but if we go back, the things that we're not happy with our life, guess what? They stem from our childhood. But the question is, you know, I'm going to just be with the facts. You know, sometimes you got to go with the facts, Bill. It is a lot of relationships that have kids that only one parent is there most of the time in the child's life. What is your take on, and you alluded to it already, but expand just a little bit. What do you think we can do at this point, right now, that we actually can help some other kids, help our kids, because, you know, when we help somebody else, we help our own kids as well. But what is your take, what we need to do, and right now with so much going on in the world, with so many of our kids getting killed by this, that, and that, what's your take on what we need to actually kind of join together and do?
I think the most important thing we can do, the first step, is to embrace and acknowledge the fact that we are the village, and the village is not dead. You may have children that you raised and are gone off to college or have started careers of their own, but you're still living in the village, and in that village are children. Now, we can always throw rocks at the house of the single mother who has five children, but what good does that do? That woman needs some help. Perhaps she didn't get everything she should have gotten before she became a parent, and you can only teach your children what you know yourself. So as a member of the village, we have to actually stand up and say, we need to get out more. We need to talk to children. We need to be that vision, that thing that they reach for, Because if you don't, if you only focus on helping the children and you don't focus on helping the women who nurture them, then you're sending these empowered children back into a source that was disempowering. They go together. We the village, yes, and we help to raise a child, but we can't do that without reaching our hand across and helping the women who are doing the best they know how to raise their children. There's a lot going on, and I see it every day. Children are coming up missing, or they're running away, or they're on the internet looking at things they probably should not even be looking at, and they don't understand how serious it is. They just want to be independent. They just want to do their thing. They're following their peers. But we as adults know how dangerous the world can be outside that door. And so while your children are on the inside, you have to armor them with the right tools so that when they step outside, they can do the things that they need to do within safety. But the village has to keep an eye on our children. Now, you may not like that, but if you don't, here's the alternative. You can pretend you don't notice that the children in the village are running wild and getting into trouble, and your children are already grown and gone. But one day, those wild, rowdy children are going to knock on your door, and you're going to end up being a victim because you kept your mouth closed. You pretended, I raised my children. I don't have to worry about my neighbor's kids. Yes, you do. Children are our future. It can be a good future or it can be a bad future. It depends completely on the village and the villagers. So what are you going to do? We can't sit back and be quiet anymore. We have to speak, and then we have to act.
Yeah, because I really agree with you. We've done a lot of talking and a lot of complaining, a lot of pointing fingers, and we just need to, what Nike said, we just need to do it.
we just need to take
some action. Wow. You know, Beverly, this is what the awesome programs and platforms that you have. When you actually, because someone did send in a question, when you actually take on a client, in regards of your purpose, life purpose, coach. You know, this young lady said that she's been through so many coaches and spent so much money. She said, "Well, what's the next step?" And you know, I told her my point of view of what number one and two in my opinion. But what do you think? Because I'll be perfectly honest because I don't think I've ever shared this. That's why I actually name myself the platform builder, because I have been through a lot of coaches, and you know, I end up not getting the results that I thought I was going to get. But and that's not saying that all coaches are bad coaches, because they're not, because I have wonderful coaches presently. But what is your take on if someone has had kind of a not so good result, I guess, in regards of them attracting, I guess, if you want to say, or choosing, because it could be one or two. You know, you don't have know the whole story of choosing the right mentor or coach to be in their life.
I think the most important thing is to have clarity. Now, it seems like it's a okay kind of step to start from, but actually it's the only step to start from. Because if you were going to go shopping, and you didn't know what you were going to buy, you just were going to drive to the store and walk around the store and hope to find some things that you wanted. That might work, but then you're going to get home and realize you didn't get everything. You have to have a place to start. In the program that I teach, I have a 30 Days to Clarity program. And in that program, and that program, by the way, is offered free of charge, because I can't work with you until you know exactly what it is you want. Most of the women who come to me are stuck, I mean literally stuck, trying to make a decision in their life, or they're stuck at this fork of the road, and they don't have a clue which path to take. They're like five or six different paths, and they are literally paralyzed because they don't know what's my next step. Now, sometimes when you get to that point, you don't even remember what your dreams were. Your dreams may have actually stopped because you've been ignoring them for years. I like to start with, let's get clear about what you want. One of the easiest ways to get some idea of who you are and who your authentic you actually is I've compiled a personality identifier test. Now, it's not Myers-Briggs, but it's similar in that it will help you to understand why you make certain choices, why this dream that you seem to be ignoring is chasing you down in the middle of the night, why the jobs you choose are not the jobs that satisfy you. And once you can figure out all those things, you get this really detailed report that I compiled for them that breaks down how you are in relationships, what kind of parent you are, what kind of employee you can be, whether or not you even are an employee. You might be an entrepreneur, and that could be the reason why you're not happy with your J-O-B. Once we figure all of that out and it starts to clear up, then we decide, because you really have three places to go. You're either going to try to impact and empower and change your personal development or your career development. And if for some reason you decide that you're an entrepreneur, then we have a program that's set up to help you get the goals set up and the measures set in place and determine what your actual business niche is. The truth is, you can't move unless you have some place to go. And the best place to start is to try to find that out.
I'm laughing because I get that question a lot myself, because people say, well, you do X, Y, Z. But if you really pick my brain, and I like how you said that on your website, they all go together. And just like you said, that war room you had, conversation, that's where you really get the clarification. Because I have been there saying, okay, Lord, why you want me to do this? Why you want me to do this? And it always line up. So don't be, you know, because I feel someone is feeling bad. I do not have any condemnation. Don't feel bad. The thing about it, I can't remember who actually said it. They say you need to, when you go through a situation, even if it you consider yourself fail, you know, I don't believe in that word fail or being a failure, because it actually is a learning tool that you actually get. You learn
exactly
how that concern the next time. But so I really like what you say about the coaching. And I really, my heart is right there with you with that, because if you don't have the clarity, and I know I keep going back to that, but that we can have events all day long. We can have clients all day long. But if we really don't fine-tune that clarity, and I have to say this because my niece is going through this right now, you know, about that, what, that 20-year-old, and you know about this, Beverly, with your clients. They want to go in one direction, and then they want to go in another direction, and they just, and you know, they, you know, and I just don't say it. We know that their brain is not formally formed till at 20. And what is, you know, because we always say this, I even hear ministers saying this term of being around like-minded people. But how do you actually do that when, and I'll just be transparent, how do you actually do that coming from a small town, coming from what society has considered a statistic, and y'all know what I mean by that, and then what if you have, in your eyesight, have made a mistake and did X, Y, Z? You know, all of us have done something, I better say that. But how do you actually make that, start making that turn around, that 180, to try to get back on your purpose and destiny in life?
Sometimes we have this, we live our lives on automatic, meaning we make the same choices over and over and over again without realizing that nothing's going to change because you're not doing anything different. And sometimes you just have to stand quietly and observe who's actually in your circle. Are the people in your circle supporting you, pushing you, challenging you, or are they just riding to die? You know the kind of friends I'm talking about, the ones that only want to party, that aren't interested in doing anything substantial. I mean, you know, it's okay to have a good time, but who's actually in your circle? You might want to start there, because the people in your circle, in order to be near like-minded people, you're going to have to first decide, what kind of mind do I have? How are you going to attract what you don't know you have in yourself? And if the people in your circle are just there for the party, and you've been partying for 20, 30, 40 years, it's time for you to turn the music off and turn on the lights and let everybody know you don't have to go home, but you're going to have to get up out of here. Because at some point, you do wake up and you do look around and you realize, I am not where I thought I was going to be in 20 years. So what are you going to do about that? Are you going to consider that you need to change something? Or are you going to just keep on cruising in first gear, doing nothing, watching the world pass you by? It's a hard but serious and essential decision you have to make for yourself. Once you get that circle where you want it, then you're going to have to decide, what is it that I want to do now? You know, because half of the people in that circle are not going to survive with you. They're not going to see whatever it is that you see. It's kind of like T.D. Jakes wrote this book on instincts, and I absolutely love it, because he says that when you have a giraffe kind of mind, you see differently from a turtle. Doesn't mean the turtle's view is a wrong view. It just means you're not a turtle, and he can't see what you see as a giraffe. So why are you going to the turtle asking his opinion? He can't see above the trees. He don't know what's over there, but you do. So you need to find some giraffes and lead the turtles with the turtles.
Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. You own it, my sister. You know, time go by so quickly, but I don't want to get off here. We do have time for this. We've talked just a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, just a smidgen of the products and services that you offer. And tell us how, you did mention briefly about getting an initial session or initial discovery session with us, but tell us before you get to that component again, what does, after we do the personality test, I'm assuming, but how can we actually get in your space that we actually can make, we need to make sure now in this purpose thing, because, you know, 2014 was this, 2015 was this, 2016, you know, we got to look out for 2017, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure we don't continue that circle, because like you said, if we keep continuing that circle, we're going to get in trouble. So speak on that to us so we can make sure that we're not in that cycle and won't get any manifestations in our lives.
Okay. So in order to connect with me and make sure that you are positioned for any of the services and the programs that I offer, you need to be a Sisters Unlimited VIP member. And that's really easy to do, and it is free. You go to the website, Sisters, that's spelled S-I-S-T-A-H-S, unlimited.com, and click on VIP membership. Once you do that, you're going to get first access of all the programs and the services that I offer, including this complimentary 30 Days to Clarity. You're going to get it first before it's open to the public. So that's the first thing you want to do, is become a VIP member. Once you do that, the class will be scheduled, and I will send you links to get you started. There's a test that you'll have to take that will help me to determine what your personality identifier, your PI, really is, so that I can compile your report. And then there will be some worksheets that I'll send you in between, but then we're going to have a clarity session where we're going to go through your report and determine which path you want to take so that you are clear about what you want to do. And from that point, you can make a decision as to whether or not you want to improve your personal or your career, or you want to think about maybe even starting your own business. And we can handle each of those sections separately. But the first point is to become a Sisters Unlimited VIP member.
Now, Beverly, let me ask this, because this question just came in. Now, you know, what if we've been in, like you just you said earlier, what if we've been doing something for 5 years, 10 years, maybe 15, 20 years, and we want to just, we've heard people talk about the personality test. We've heard people talk about this word clarity. Can we, if we call ourselves, have been in business for a minute, or even if we are male, can we still apply for the VIP?
The VIP is right now is only for the women.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that a man couldn't contact me. He can get his own discovery session, and we can sit down and map out which way he wants to go. But right now, my focus, based on what God told me in the war room, is on the women and the children. But I do have male clients. I just have my program separated so that what I provide for the women is a little bit different from what I provide for the men, because, you know, women, we are gifted as natural nurturers. We are the ones who bring life into the world. So the way we communicate and the way we learn is different from the way our brothers communicate and learn.
Amen. I'm going to say amen on that. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that is very true. And she gave you, I'm going to say, a $50,000 tip right there. I'm going to just say it's worth more than that, because a lot of times when we go in business, we want to say we want to serve everybody. You have to niche that thing down. Now, you know, let's say a quick example, Chick-fil-A. You're not going to find a hamburger there, okay? You're going to find, what, chicken, you know? I mean, a lot of restaurants have started to branch out, but guess what? They started with one product and mastered that and moved forward. So that's what we need to do. A lot of people use TD Jakes and Oprah, for example, and Ellen DeGeneres and Beyonce. But guess what? They concentrated on one thing before they actually branched out into acting, you know, different kind of platforms, Oprah own network, TD Jakes movies and stuff like that. So kind of keep that in mind, that you kind of need to, you know, master one thing and then go for it. But
exactly.
Any last-minute words, and of course, please follow up again of how we can actually contact you, Ms. Bell.
Well, I guess the most important thing is to be of service and to find out exactly what that service is supposed to be. I started out, I thought I was going to be this fabulous jewelry maker. And, yeah, I can make jewelry. And then I found out that I was an artist, didn't even know I could draw something more than stick people. And then I decided, well, I'm just going to teach children. But it's funny, because all those gifts, because, you know, there's no reason to believe that God only gave you one. He gave you many, and there's a time and a place for all of them. But eventually, if you asked, he will place them in priority and design this journey that you have to walk, as long as you stay connected. So I can do all those things. That's wonderful. But they all fit into my counseling program. And so if you need to contact me, you can reach me at contact@sistersunlimited.com. I am all over social media, so you can find me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And I have a Facebook page that is pretty much prominent out there, and it's under my business name, which is Beverly Jones Durr Enterprises. So contact me. I will drop some information online and let you know how you can reach out to me even further. But my goal is to serve people, and that's what I do.
I just love it. I just thank you. I'm a certified life coach, life purpose coach. Oh, God, I've just been filled. I have so many notes, Ms. Beverly Jones Durr. You've been very powerful. We have to get you back on, because we really just touched the iceberg on the many things that you do. But we just thank you for being here with us on Good Deeds.
Thank you for having me.
Amen. Well, you guys, we've had another awesome session. I mean, we are bringing you some powerful people that actually impacted many lives. Please connect with our awesome young lady today. If you didn't get her information, it will be on our website and also in our social media platform. Anything that I can do for you that actually can help you walk closer to your purpose, closer to your destiny, and just do the thing that is in your heart to do, please contact us at www.reneesunday.com. And if you want to advertise with us, if you want to do any sponsorship packages, hey, we have those as well. But I love you, love you, love you, and we'll see you next time. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.